Welcome back in, everybody. This portion of the program brought to you by Pepin Suter Remodeling. So glad to have them in support of the program here. Pepin Suter did a kitchen remodel for us. We've got them on board. All your home remodeling needs. You can go to Pepin Suter Remodeling's website, which is available at pepinsuter.com, P-E-P-I-N-S-U-T-E-R. You can give them a call, 316-573-6822. I say this all the time. Easily the best bid we got on our project by a long shot. And then the work they did was really good. Or we wouldn't, you know, I wouldn't get on here and recommend it. But the other thing is they took really good care of our family. They had fake countertops for us to be able to use. We had access to our refrigerator. They cleaned up every day. They did everything they could to make sure the process was as painless as possible in a kitchen remodel. And we couldn't recommend them enough. Pepin Suter Remodeling. Give them a call for all your home remodeling needs today. All right, Tommy. Monday Night Football. I don't know if I'm ahead of the masses, but when I watch the Steelers gain 426 yards, and they should have had a whole lot more points than they did. They were ineffective in the red zone. Should have at least had 30. Had a touchdown called back. Russell Wilson has provided them what they need. That's a good defense they played last night. And in fact, the defense is probably what kept the Giants in the game as long as it did. That pass rush, they can run the ball now. Russell Wilson can at least find the big targets there. The fact that they're 6-2, I think this is the best team in the AFC North. I think they are a more complete team than the Ravens.
They're a good team. They're a good team. They're a playoff team. I don't know if they're better than the Ravens are. They have a better record than the Ravens do. I don't know if they are more talented than the Ravens are, but they're currently at a better. They have a better record and they're playing better than the Ravens are. I'll give you a couple of those points, but as an overall better team, I'm not sure that I buy that. More complete, maybe, but I think the ceiling is higher for the Ravens. I think that the Ravens are, more explosive in all of those different ways. Now the Ravens lost, to the one win Browns on Sunday. So they're 5-3. They're in second place in the division and a team that had major, major expectations when they brought in Derrick Henry. They should be better than 5-3 right now, that's for sure. But it doesn't take anything away from the Steelers. I think they're a good team. And I think that, I was wrong when I thought that they were making a mistake moving away from Justin Fields this season. I thought that they needed to stick with Fields and see what they really have in him. But the offense has worked a lot better under Russell Wilson.
Well, they were 4-2 and While Fields was playing, and Aikman pointed this out, and I agree with it, Fields was probably playing his best football, but it wasn't very good football. Yeah. Like, Fields still wasn't playing very well, sure. And they were 4-2. And then it's like same old Steelers, right? They'll be good despite their quarterback. Russell Wilson's playing really well, and he, at minimum, has the ability to get the best out of a receiver as good as George Pickett. Like, that is a pretty perfect combination. And for me, the reason I say it is because I watch their defense just make big play after big play after big play. And I watch the Ravens, who have lost games, not just now to the Browns, but to the Raiders. But listen to these. This is my problem with Baltimore. Here's what they've given up this year. 27, 26, 25, 10, 38, 23, 31, and now 29 points. Their defense kind of sucks. And so, like, that's when I look at it and say that is and because I love the addition of Derrick Henry. I think Lamar Jackson's playing his best football, but their defense is not very good. Like, not really good. They're just not very good. And so when I see a team like the Steelers who are balanced, and I think about a cold weather game with them where really they're just trying to get a couple of big plays out of the passing game, run the ball, and let loose your pass rush. We know what a pass rush can do in the postseason. It can totally disrupt everything. I look at the Steelers right now, and I think, like, they're at minimum a real competitor for the Super Bowl, like, at minimum. But I think at the top end, they may be the biggest competitor for a Super Bowl.
Look, I think that you as far as the assessment.
They play the Chiefs, by the way, on Christmas, which will be good.
They do. That'll be a really good game. You know, just looking at the Ravens' schedule, I think it's more difficult than the Steelers' schedule is for the remaining games. I mean, the Ravens have maybe two games on their remaining schedule that you could probably for sure pencil in as wins. They get the Browns again. I would imagine, you know, that's the final game of the season and that's at home. I would imagine that, you know, they'll be able to take that, you know, and because I'm sure that they're pretty upset about losing to Cleveland on Sunday. So that's there. And then they go on the road to New York to take on the Giants. But other than that, I mean, they've still got the Steelers twice. They've got the Texans. They've got, you know, the Bengals. They've got the Broncos, who are 5-3. So they've got good teams remaining left on their schedule. The Steelers do as well, but not quite at that level. I mean, obviously, the Steelers play the Chiefs. They play the Eagles. They play the Ravens, of course, twice. But they still have the Browns twice. They've got, you know, they've got, I don't know. I think that overall the Ravens schedule is a little bit tougher down the stretch than Pittsburgh is. But if, again, I continue to go back to if the Ravens are able to play to their potential, they didn't on Sunday, but if they can play to their potential, I do think that they're a more talented team from top to bottom than Pittsburgh is. I just think that Pittsburgh has been able to execute better.
Pittsburgh has right now behind Buffalo the best point differential in the AFC. If I'm looking at Denver's right there, man. Denver has a better point differential than Kansas City. Can you believe that? If I'm looking right now in the AFC, and I'm just because really the only thing that matters is the postseason because we're paying attention to the Chiefs and you know it's Super Bowl or bust and all that. If I'm looking across the AFC now and I'm trying to like power rank teams in the postseason and like threat level to the Chiefs, it's close right now for me between Baltimore, Pittsburgh, and Buffalo. I would like to put Houston there, but I don't have them there right now. They're not, look, they're 6-2. They're main, but, and maybe when they get healthy, that changes back. But right now, I'm not putting them over either any of those three teams. And the trade deadline is going to make an impact here. You know, Denver, not a good enough quarterback. Chargers, they need a little more firepower offensively that maybe they could acquire and become a contender. Cincinnati, they lost again. You know, if they get there by the end of things, then I'm never going to count them out.
Saying that every single week. If
I know,
they get there, they just got to get there.
It's a Joe Burrow thing. Like I said that about the Chiefs last year, and they won the Super Bowl. They got to get there. But if they get there, they're going to be dangerous. But I don't know if their
Chiefs
weren't
3-5 though at any point. I mean, that
no, but they lost 4 of 6.
You're
at
right.
One point.
You're right.
Yeah.
But you know,
so at
they still have a winning
record.
I mean,
schedule
the Bengals
they were 3-5.
The Bengals have dug themselves a deeper hole than the Chiefs were ever in a year ago. That it's going to be more difficult for them to crawl out of because on top of that, not only are they 3-5, but look at the two teams that are ahead of them in the division. The Chiefs were not in as good of a division a year ago, and so that helped you know sort of soften that blow.
Yeah, the only point is the Chiefs went through an 8-game stretch like this, basically, that they were essentially 3-5. Now, they got there, but it was more of if they get there, you like them. I don't like the Bengals for the same reasons I like the Chiefs. I wouldn't say they're going to, you know, they're going to be fine. They won a Super Bowl. But if they get there, they still have Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase, right? So they're a dangerous team when you have those two, but their defense is nowhere near where it's going to need to be if they're a real threat. But it is wild, and I just watched Pittsburgh, and we always want to sort of write them off. At least I do, because I'm like, yeah, they don't have a good enough quarterback. They're like, great, I'm glad they're winning these games. Won't matter in the postseason because they don't have a good enough quarterback. Well, they've got a quarterback that's going into the Hall of Fame and has won Super Bowls. So
and look again, I'm not taking anything away from Pittsburgh because yeah, I mean again, their record is what you know they are what their record says they are. They're 6-2. They are leading the division currently. Credit to them. Credit to Mike Tomlin for you know bringing the team together and making the decision and having the foresight to bring in Russell Wilson and sit down Justin Fields, even with the winning record and Russ has been playing really well. Credit to him. That being said, though, I don't want to overreact to them beating the Giants like they you know in primetime.
It's
like
not that.
That was great. I mean, cool, but like it's the Giants and like they're really bad. And Daniel Jones should be done, and Brian Daboll should be done. Like it's not working for the Giants, and so I don't want to overreact to that and start like you know, crowning the Steelers or anything because they beat the lowly Giants on Monday Night Football. I think out of the three teams that you listed that you have as being like the most dangerous threat
Baltimore,
to the
Buffalo,
Chiefs,
Pittsburgh.
Baltimore, yep. Buffalo, Pittsburgh, for me right now at this moment, it's Buffalo. And it's sure. It's the Amari Cooper acquisition. And it's not even just because of Amari Cooper.
He hasn't even done
it's
anything.
It's because of the opportunities that it has allowed the other receivers. Right. Keon Coleman and Khalil Shakir, like those guys have been able to feast because defenses are scared of Amari Cooper now and catching the ball from Josh Allen. And, of course, James Cook has been outstanding too. So, for me, out of those three teams right now, it's Buffalo.
Buffalo has, and I probably, there. It's probably 1A and 1B for me, Buffalo and Pittsburgh, and Baltimore maybe even 1C, but Baltimore's defense is so bad, I'm telling you right now, they're not doing anything unless they start playing better defense. Like, Tommy, their defense right now is only better than Jacksonville, the Raiders, and you can end the list. That is crazy. That's crazy. They're giving up 24, 25 points every game. That ain't going to cut it in the postseason when the weather cuts cold. It's just not. And so we'll see. And they have an opportunity to also get better between now and then. And listen, the reality for the Chiefs is all three of those teams are very real threats and contenders. More so probably than I thought any of them would be. With the exception of Baltimore because of the Derrick Henry acquisition, you're like, oh, okay, yeah, they're going to be a threat. I think all three of those teams are significantly better. And for Pittsburgh, I get it. They beat the Jets last week. They beat the Giants. I don't want to overreact to that either. It's not so much that they won those games. It's just watching, A, the pass rush and knowing how big a deal that can be in the postseason, and B, Russell Wilson bring a dynamic to this offense that hasn't been there for years, which is the ability to make an explosive play. Like they have, like you couldn't count on them for an explosive play for the last 3 years if their lives depended on it. Well, now they have that, and look what it's done for their run game. And look what, you know, like that's the part of it for me when I think about the postseason. If their defense can do that, they may only need 2-3 explosive plays in a game. That might be enough.
Yeah, the Ravens need to channel what they did defensively in week 4 when they played the Bills and they held the Bills to 10 points.
Right, I don't even know how that happened. 236
total yards. They need to channel that again. What's surprising about the Ravens' defense in my mind is that when you've got Derrick Henry running the football, you should be able to control the tempo and control the ball and not put your defense in bad situations where they're out on the field a ton. That really hasn't happened. And so that might be something that, and I'm sure John Harbaugh is trying to figure that part of it out. Like, how do we control the tempo and control the ball and the clock more with Derrick Henry so we don't have to put the burden on our defense?
And by the way, the only other, you know, I mentioned the Jags and Raiders. You go to the NFC, the only defense there that's been worse is the Panthers. So, like, you're talking like bottom level. It's not even that it's not great. It's bottom level bad. So we'll see. And the Ravens are going to win a ton of games, and they're dangerous, and they're still loaded and all these things. This is more of a tip of the cap to Pittsburgh for me than anything else, just watching that and the way they played through. All right, we're going to come back. We'll wrap up hour number one. We'll ask Dan Israel what he thinks about that. Who does he think is the biggest threat to the Chiefs? I'd be curious to get his take. That's coming top of hour number two. What a fun time of the year. Don't pay attention to that wind outside. But we got World Series. We got Super Bowl. Do we have a World Series, though? Is it already over? We'll touch on that next on Sports Daily.
.97.5 and 1240 KFH.